Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
If you have issues with speech, language, swallowing, or cognition, state-of-the-art testing and care is available locally. Let's go in-depth with Jenna Valvik, speech and language pathologist with Reliant Rehabilitation. So Jenna, what do you do?
I am a speech-language pathologist at a long-term care center. So part of my job is working with swallowing, but I also work with cognition, so working on the brain, working on speech and language. So there's a lot of different things that I do in my job.
The brain, speech, and language.
Brain, speech, language, and swallowing.
And swallowing.
Yes,
okay.
Four things.
All right, and so where do you work out of?
So I work through Reliant Rehabilitation. It's a therapy company, and I have three different buildings that I go to that I'm based out of. Two in Knoxville and one in Pleasantville. Westridge Care Facility, Acura of Knoxville, and Acura of Pleasantville.
All right, so you get around all of these places, and I presume because people need your help.
Yeah. So I get referrals from nursing staff, referrals from family, a lot of different referrals for different reasons. For example, if someone is having difficulty maybe with a dementia patient, having troubles finding their room, I might make some visuals for them to help them find their room easier. If someone is choking in the lunchroom, they would also give me a referral for swallowing. So a lot of different areas.
You've gone to school for that for a long time, I presume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a six-year degree. I went 4 years to the University of Iowa, and then I majored in communication sciences and disorders, and then 2 years at St. Ambrose University for speech-language pathology. So it's a lot of school.
A lot of school, and you've got a lot of neat technology. And one piece that you wanted to share with me, and I don't know if people can tell by listening, but you've got me all hooked up.
Yeah, a lot of cords.
Yeah, what are we going to do?
I have the pens hooked up to you on the side of your cheek and then on the back of your neck, and it's going to be an electrical stimulation waveform, and it closely replicates the body's normal muscle and nerve firing patterns. So that's going to be the first one that we do.
Okay, so I'm going to feel that?
Yeah, so it's not going to, it shouldn't hurt, it shouldn't bite or anything, so if it does, we're doing something wrong, so let me know. It's just going to be a little, I'm looking for a little twitch, and it might come from your eye, it might come from your lips, and so just let me know when you start to feel it, and I'll look for it too.
Oh, so I'm sort of a science experiment
today? Yes, definitely a science experiment.
Okay, cool, all right.
And we'll just go a little bit at a time.
I think I felt something
feeling
there.
Feeling something?
Yeah, it's like it's getting warmer.
Okay.
Sort of tingly.
Tingly. And I'm looking for a twitch, and I haven't seen it yet, so we'll keep going.
If I don't twitch, is that bad?
Well, I'll just have to put you up at a higher level. But normally you get something around 10, and we're at 7 right now. So okay. I'll keep looking. Feeling it?
I'm feeling it. It's,
okay.
It's... I don't know if it feels electric or not. It feels like a little poke.
Little poke, yep.
And three spots, my neck, each cheek.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to zap me, I think.
Must mean that you just have good nerve endings. Oh, I see it.
Did you?
Do you feel it?
Yeah.
On your right side.
My right eye.
Yep. And then we'll try to get...
Ooh.
Does it hurt?
No, it doesn't hurt.
Okay.
It's sort of creepy, but...
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing the left side yet. Oh, just a little one. So this is good. We don't want to stimulate too much. It's just a nice, smooth, easy stimulation, and that's all you need at a therapeutic level. And
right.
So this works on neuromuscular re-education and retraining. So with muscles that may have atrophied over time just from disuse, or if there's ever been an injury of any kind, maybe a stroke, this works with all sorts of reasons why you'd want to put pens on someone. Yeah, it's working
right.
Well.
So am I twitching a lot?
Yeah, your right eye is definitely going for it.
I feel it's sort of like I'm tapping.
Tapping? Yeah, so what it does, there's a pattern that's going on. It's going to start in the back of your neck, and then it's going to come up to your cheek, and it's just milliseconds of this pattern that's tapping. You have the electrodes on your cranial nerves, so that's why it's working on your swallowing muscles as well, because the cranial nerves are connected to your swallowing muscles.
I bet if you turn this up, people's tongues will wiggle.
They'll probably fall out. No.
All right. And so now, so did I pass?
Or? Yeah. So it runs for 15 minutes. And so normally I would do 7 minutes of just neuromuscular re-education, just so they can get a sense of it. And then the last 7-8 minutes, I would do muscle strengthening techniques with them. So that would be tongue pullbacks, palatal lifts, things like that. So we can do something if you'd be willing.
Sure.
Okay.
Why not?
So a tongue pullback, you can do this. Put your tongue on your behind your teeth and then scrape it back like you're licking peanut butter off the roof of your mouth.
Okay.
Good. So right. Those are just different oral motor muscle exercises to work on strengthening.
But why? Why do I need to be strengthened?
So when you get older, actually a conservative percentage is 15% of people when they get older will have swallowing problems. That can be from weakness, it can be from neurological disorders, anything like that. So Parkinson's, MS, dementia even with weakening, any of those patients would be good options for this neuromuscular re-education program. And it can be even people who have had chronic dysphagia, which is difficulty swallowing. People with chronic dysphagia are a good option for PENS because you can work on the neuromuscular re-education part of it.
Okay, so I just don't have to accept.
No, definitely not. No, there is always an option. If you haven't tried this, it's always a good option to try something different. Even if you've had a stroke 7 years ago and maybe you're on an altered diet or still NPO, which I would hope that you wouldn't be, but if you are still NPO or are getting food through a tube, this is definitely a great option to try to retrain those swallowing muscles.
And NPO is?
Not by mouth.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Jenna Valvik, language pathologist. Okay, and you had something else that you wanted to do today?
Yeah, so if you're done with being shocked, I can turn it off.
Yeah, it's no big deal. It's just sort of, tapping on my cheek.
Okay.
It's no big deal.
It should definitely be at a comfortable level. It's not anything painful, so my goal isn't to hurt anyone or for them not to like me.
Well, that's a good goal. That's a goal for all of us.
Yeah, I guess. Okay, so I can shut this off and we can switch over to... I'll unhook you here. You look like Frankenstein.
I feel a little like you too.
Okay, we can switch over to the synchrony. So the synchrony is a little different in that it does not send any sort of electrical stimulation throughout your body. What I have is a sensor hooked up underneath your chin, right on your Adam's apple, right above it. And so what that does is the sensors actually sense the muscle activity that's going on, and it transmits it into the computer system, and then we'll see charts of how your muscle activity is swallowing. Pretty neat.
And so then you look at the charts and you can diagnose what might be wrong?
Yeah. So if I can, I'll go ahead.
So you're logging me in. I'm officially your patient.
Yes. All right. Let's see if I can just do. So we have three different types of swallows. You can just do a typical swallow, so working on your normal everyday swallow. And this is a good option for people who might have a swallow delay. So that would be like if I told you to swallow and you try to initiate, and you can't quite get it to swallow right away. Typical swallow is good to get high frequency, high repetition swallows of a good swallow. So you don't want a lot of repetitions of a bad swallow because you won't do any good training a bad swallow. You want to train good swallows. And an effortful swallow is the next thing. So an effortful swallow is just what it sounds like, swallowing hard. So the effortful swallow is good for when you swallow, actually the part of the swallow that's most important is the negative pressure that pulls the swallow down. And so when you swallow hard, it increases that negative pressure to pull it down. And the Mendelsohn maneuver is very fun, very hard to do. These are for advanced patients that have pretty good swallowing techniques. So if you'd be willing to try any of these.
I'll try whatever. I've been practicing swallowing for a long time.
Yeah, you would think that people often tell me, why do I have to practice my swallow? I've been swallowing my whole life. And it's not anything that you are intentional about. You just kind of eat your food and you swallow everyday life. But actually, when you see it up on a screen, the biofeedback is huge to give to patients because it helps them see what they're doing wrong and it helps me see how I can cue them better.
Okay, and so I see time on the horizontal axis and then some kind of a reaction on my vertical axis?
Yep. So if you stay still for just a minute, try to relax everything, relax your tongue. There you go, good. This is just your resting baseline, what you're at when you're normally just sitting there. And that's a pretty good, I'll grab it, grab a picture of it. That's a good resting baseline. So now.
So that's just little squiggles along the bottom.
Yep,
the
little
axis.
Squiggles. And these little peaks are amplitude peaks, so that's the amount of muscle activity that the sensor is picking up.
Okay.
So when you swallow, your peak is gonna go up. That's basically the easy way to explain it.
The bigger the peak, the better your swallow?
So the harder you swallow, the more effort you put into your swallow, the higher the peak is gonna go.
It's sort of like the guys at the carnival dinging the bell.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Good, yeah. So now I'll grab a active baseline for you. So what I'm gonna do is just give you a little sip of water. I don't want you to swallow it yet. I just want you to hold it in your mouth and I'll grab your baseline then.
All right, then you're gonna have to tell people what we're doing if I can't tell.
Okay. So I'm giving you a drink of water. You're just gonna hold it in your mouth and I'll grab it active baseline. And your active should be a little bit more than your resting baseline. That looks good. And now I want you to just swallow normal, how you would normally swallow. Good. And so now we see nice peak go up and down, and it's good that it's nice and straight. You don't have any jagged edges along the end. That's exactly what you want to see in a swallow.
So I pass.
You pass this part. We'll see if you pass the rest.
All right. Well, okay. Now I'm excited.
Okay, so now we're gonna do the effortful swallow. So for this one, you're gonna put your tongue on the roof of your mouth. You're gonna anchor it down, press hard on the roof of your mouth. The harder you press, the more you'll swing your swallow into forward motion. And so that effort that you put in will provide the negative pressure with enough force to start the swallow. So if you can do that, tongue on the roof of your mouth, push hard and swallow hard. Good, yeah. So you see how high that went? That went off the chart.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Jenna Valvik, language pathologist. Let's say I did have a problem, and I worked with you on this, and I'm sure you would give me other exercises to do throughout the course of a day. How long till I can get some real improvement?
Yeah, so typically in every session, we want to see at least 75 swallows. It would be like if you go to the gym and you do 10 arm curls, you're not going to see any improvement in that time. You have to do many repetitions to get improvement. So I would say after 2 weeks, you should be seeing major improvement with this, the amount of swallow repetitions that you're doing, and especially focusing on good swallows instead of practicing your old bad behaviors of a bad swallow. Let's see, now we can do a Mendelsohn. So this will be interesting for you to try. A Mendelsohn maneuver is very similar to an effortful swallow. The only difference is when you swallow, your Adam's apple goes up and then it comes back down, right? With the Mendelsohn maneuver, you want your Adam's apple to stay up at the peak of your swallow. So if you can watch me do it.
Okay.
And then relax. You want to hold it up there for about 5 seconds.
Okay.
And that'll help with creating even more muscle activity. The contraction that you're building will help with even more muscle activity.
Okay, so it's like holding the pose. You're,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and you're building strength.
Yep, yep.
All right.
Just like it. Mendelsohn maneuver. All Let's
right.
do it.
All right.
Okay, so all you have to do is swallow hard and then hold your Adam's apple at the peak, at the top. So if you want to try it out. Excellent, excellent.
Okay.
Good, good. So yeah, the shape.
It's hard to hold it up.
Absolutely, yeah. That's why okay. it's for advanced swallowers, because not everyone will be able to do this maneuver. The peak on the chart is gonna look like a chair, because the initiation of the swallow is your first peak, and then when it starts to decline, you wanna see a hold out and then a rapid decline afterwards, after All you right. let go.
All right.
Okay. Are you ready for the diver?
The diver.
This is another fun game.
Okay.
Let's see. And we'll set the work period. We want to try to hold it out for 5 seconds. So that's what I'm going to set the work period for.
Hold it up. Hold my
apple. Hold your Adam's apple up for five seconds. You can do it. I believe in you, Bob.
Okay. All right, coach.
Okay. So this is our cute little diver guy. I really have no idea what kind of creature he is.
Some kind of amphibian.
Yeah. So he's just going to swim along, and he's catching the clams at the bottom, and then there's going to be some clams at the top. And when you see those, you're going to want to swallow.
Try to, oh.
And hold it. Go. Good. Okay. That was good for swallow. That was a good for swallow.
I didn't get very many clams though.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right, so try again
and swallow, squeeze. Yep, keep squeezing. Go. Oh, fantastic. That is excellent swallow.
Okay,
I'm very happy with that. I'll write that in my notes.
All right,
good.
So what do you enjoy most about this?
I love the interaction that I can get with the clients and this machine. So in normal, typical dysphagia interventions before this machine, it would just be me saying, okay, let's swallow again. And you don't get a lot of feedback from patients because it's not fun. It's not fun to sit there and swallow 75 times. But if you have a cute amphibian or a kangaroo, you get the encouragement, the biofeedback that you want. So it's easier, it makes my job easier, and it makes it more fun for the patient.
Well, and you can actually assess progress.
Yes,
too.
Yes, absolutely. So if you go into the charts, and normally with this part, I would have to add period markers, so assessing how long you swallowed it for. So this would be considered your swallow duration. So you held out for 6 seconds, so that was the goal. So when I have the opportunity to have these tools that I can go in and actually measure how long they swallowed for versus me trying to figure it out just from visualizing or just from palpating, it's a lot more accurate. This screen computer program is a lot more accurate than what previous speech therapists have done before in the past, just because they didn't have the opportunity to have this machine.
Wow.
It's pretty incredible.
It is incredible, and it was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun, and I pass.
You pass, flying colors. You don't have to see me again.
Thanks to Jenna Valvik for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.